Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
9:46, 14 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Joined now by Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie? Happy King's Day.
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well, trying to stay warm, and everybody I think is feeling better in New Orleans, right? The Pelicans finally won a couple of games.
Absolutely. I was there last night, actually. I fell into a trip to see the Pelicans play, and it was an exciting game. And I always got to watch the warm-ups, and man, they were hitting everything. I mean, I thought they would score more in the points than they did, although they did have a good night. Let's talk about some of the stars from last night.
Yeah, I think we need to start with C.J. McCollum,
yeah,
right? I mean,
50.
He's been on a tear last five games, averaging well over 30 points, about 32 points a game, seemingly hitting every three-pointer.
That's what I was saying last night. It was like, man, what's going on here? It's like a laser shot or something watching him.
Yeah, he told us that he put in a lot of work right around Christmas time trying to get his shot going. And that's impressive, right? Team struggling. They were in last place in the Western Conference. And for him to put in extra work to try and get himself going just for the team's, you know, morale, direction, the professionalism, and the fact that he goes in, like I said, goes the extra mile despite what looks like it's a lost season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes out, and now he's performing at an all-star level, really. And that says a lot, right? That's what you want from the leaders. That's mm-hmm. That's what sets the tone. And so he's gone out and done that, and obviously now Pelicans have won two games. And I guess you saw the game where Trey Murphy went down with an ankle injury, so you got mm-hmm. the bit of the whole Pelicans experience, right? There's highs and lows.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to ask you about was if you look at since mid-December, and I hope I'm saying it right, Eve Mealy's, did I say that right?
Eve Missy.
Eve Missy. Okay. It was a short night for me, but anyway. he seems to be improving exponentially as the season goes on. Thoughts?
Yeah, listen, you don't have to go any further than just realizing that he's the favorite to win the NBA Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to tell you probably, but as the 21st pick, that's outstanding. Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't a strong draft, but look, the Pelicans have long needed a center, right, a long-term center, and they found one in the last draft. And in the summer league, we saw he really didn't understand the game, right? He was fouling a lot, not in the right positions. But since that time, yeah, it's just incredible the strides he's made to where now – he's a legitimate shot blocker, legitimate finisher, legitimate post presence defensively that they haven't had, I feel like, honestly, since Anthony Davis and even before Anthony Davis, Tyson Chandler. So at least the Pelicans have figured that out. And like I said, there's been some bright spots this year. You've had Eve Missy playing well. Trey Murphy, he looks like a legitimate player that might be an all-star someday.
Go ahead. You say it.
Nope, I was just going to say, and look, Trey Murphy is doing his thing where he's shooting incredibly well despite the fact that he's seeing the best defender every single night. That's something he's never faced, and yet he's shooting the ball so incredibly well to where the efficiency's there. That's what you want to see. If you're a top player, regardless of who's guarding you, if you can still score at a really good clip, that's a really good sign for a team moving forward, that they've got one of their top guys that they can rely on night in, night out. And Trey Murphy appears to be that player.
And I was getting ready to say DeJounte Murray with the triple-double, but let me get back to Trey Murphy first with the ankle. Do we know how bad it
was? What's funny is he twisted that same ankle about 2.5 weeks ago in a game against Denver. And fortunately for the Pelicans, they had 3 days off, and he was able to come right back, didn't miss a single game. We don't know yet the severity of this injury. We'll find out later today. But it looked to be about the same kind of tweak, right, how much his ankle flexed the wrong way when he landed on somebody else's foot. So it's really just going to come down to just how quickly, right, he can heal. He may miss a game or two, but it didn't appear to be anything serious.
What's going on with Zion?
Zion's getting really close to playing in a game, fortunately, Tommy. He's on track from what I've been hearing about middle of January. This was about a couple of weeks ago. It looks like he's still on that kind of that path. So he may miss a couple of more games, but really for him now, it's just jumping through those last hurdles where he can go through a legitimate practice, not feel any soreness, and feel like he can play about 30 minutes in a game.
I'm hearing that he's going to shock people when they see what he looks like. That's what I'm hearing.
Look, we've seen him after some practices where he's putting in work, right, trying to find his rhythm, working on the shot and such. And I'll tell you what, he looks good. For a guy that's typically, when he's come back from injury, been obviously looked to the eye, overweight and such, not moving as well. I don't see that this time around. So, yeah, I'm hoping that we are in store for a nice, pleasant surprise.
You know, how about Brandon Ingram? He did not play last night. I think he made the trip. Is he hurt or what?
Yeah, Brandon Ingram really twisted his ankle severely about 3 weeks ago now, in a game against Oklahoma City Thunder. So everybody knew he was going to be out for what was going to be at least a month, probably closer to two. Right now, he's at that stage where he's just slowly getting back to working on his game on the court. We've seen him on doing stuff like on the Nautilus machines. He's just doing anti-gravity type of stuff. So he's not really putting full weight, running and jumping, anything like that yet.
One thing of which I have no doubt is that Jimmy Butler's doing everything he can to get the best deal for Jimmy Butler, and you can't really blame him for that. But would the Pelicans have any interest in him at all?
They wouldn't, simply because it's a lost season. So yeah. Why would you go out and get a player, right, who's uncertain future? He's got a player option for next year. Who knows whether he'll pick it up? But that's $50 million you're sinking into a player that's what? 36 years old, and really it just makes sense for a team that's ready to win now to go out and get him. And obviously the Pelicans are not that team, not this year.
And I think that's important when you say lost season and not this year, because I think they have a really good base. I think they were hurt by injuries, unfortunately. I think they have a good team that was hit hard by injuries. And I think the future looks pretty bright for the Pelicans. Thoughts?
Oh, I completely agree. Tommy, just think back to last year where the Memphis Grizzlies saw John Morant play maybe 6-9 games, whatever that was, and all their key players were hurt for good portions of the season. So they had a really down season, but as you can see, they bounced right back there in the top two in the Western Conference. And that's the feeling with the Pelicans. We saw them win 49 games last year when Zion played 70 games, Brandon 60-some games, and they know they have the talent. But when you have this year, your top seven players, and I'm including Jose Alvarado, when all of these guys have missed significant time, this is why the record is what it is. I mean, you look up and down the Western Conference, outside of maybe the Utah Jazz, everybody's competitive. And if you stay healthy, well, suddenly when you don't have any of your key guys or just maybe a couple of them, you're not going to win almost any of those nights.
I think one thing, and I wanted to say, and this, the Saints have nothing to do with you, really, but I do think it's important, even though the Saints are coming off a disappointing season. What gets lost in this, when we have this discussion another day, is I don't think people really understand how important stability of ownership is. Do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Tommy.
You look all right, they're screaming at me. We got to go. I'm sorry. We'll talk about it next time, all right? Thank you, Ollie. Okay. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Back in a flash, WWL.